You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Ben. Thanks for joining me tonight. I'm going to start off the show with an interview that I did with Alex Hudson from the band Rec Center this weekend. He's currently located in Toronto, Ontario, originally from Vancouver. The band started from, its origin was in Vancouver, but Alex is now living in Toronto. Hence, I talked to him remotely on the internet via Zoom. That was recorded. And this is the chat that I have with Alex Hudson from the band Rec Center a few days ago. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. And for the next, 28 minutes will be the interview with Rec Center about the new record and other things. New record came out from Rec Center. It's called Maxed Out. Here we go. Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Hey, Ben. Good to see you.
Yeah, and I have Alex Hudson here joining me from Toronto. So when you were originally from Vancouver, let's just get this started before people that doesn't know, when did you move to Toronto?
It was about 6 years ago, 2017. Reasons totally unrelated to music, just my ex got into school here, and so seemed like a fine time to move across the country. And yeah, I had a moment maybe in the pandemic where I almost moved back, but I think I'm sticking it out in Toronto.
Sticking out in Toronto. And you were doing music in Vancouver as Rec Center, and it's continue on in Toronto, and you have a new record that you have dropped last week.
I messed up the digital distribution, so it's sort of like it's staggered, you know. It like came out on the streamers first because I forgot what date that I put it out, but then I was like, whoops, it's already out. And so then I had to put it on Bandcamp as well. Put it on Bandcamp on a Monday, which I think is not when you're supposed to do it.
So the actual day is supposed to be just a few days ago or something, or I don't even know how to.
I just had it mixed up if it was September 1st or August 25th, like the two Fridays, you know. And so then it ended up being the Monday, like the 28th or something. It was all of, you know, when you don't have a label and you're just distributing it yourself, like just, you know, one click of the button ends up, you leak your own record on Spotify.
Yeah. And let's maybe, talk a bit about the record here. It's called Maxed Out. Is it in reference, just like, it's not the volume being maxed out. It's a very pop, well, it's a good mix of sounds, but. What is Maxed Out about?
Well, when I sent the files to Jay Arner, who's my was my bandmate when I lived in Vancouver, and I played in his band as well, and he still continues to mix and produce my records from afar. Even now that I'm based in Toronto, I think he did have some fun with the fact that it's called Maxed Out. And I think he did actually, he did max out some of the levels on some of the songs. That's what he told me anyway. But where the title started was I was in like the lockdown when everything was really intense and we couldn't go anywhere and, barely left my house. I started participating in this like songwriting club with a few people over email, where every week we would write a song. Everybody would have to write a song, and the way it would go was that one person would pick a song title, and then everybody would write a song based on that song title. And so a bunch of the songs on the record, actually most of them, come from those prompts where somebody would give a title and then we'd write a song based on it. And Maxed Out was one of those song prompts. And it just seemed to capture, I mean, the way that I was feeling, of course, at that moment in time, just being really unable to go anywhere, but feeling just totally overwhelmed in my own head all the time. And so, yeah, of all the, you finish a record and you got 10 songs and you're like, all right, well, one of those 10 songs is going to be the song, the album title. And then that just seemed to be the one that captured the whole vibe of the record.
Perfect, perfect. So, how many people are in the in this in the songwriting club? It's a fair number. It's just a few.
So it was four people.
Yeah.
It was four people. So it was me. It was my friend Spencer Schoening. He plays drums in the band Said the Whale, and he also makes really great ambient music under a couple of different monikers. He's called Air Creature, and he's Ducksback as well. He's just a super prolific, talented musician, and he actually plays drums on the record too. And then Dave Prowse, who you know, the drummer of Japandroids, was writing his own songs. And then my friend Colin Dodds, who has been a musical collaborator and a friend of mine for a long time. Colin actually has a viral hit about marketing that's crossed 1 million views on YouTube, called Debit Credit Theory. So he kind of writes like children's songs and educational songs, and he's actually really incredible at it.
Nice. So it is you. So everyone have like 1 week to write a song, come back and sort of play it and discuss it, or just we'll just play it.
Just kind of like we would email it around, and everybody kind of like, because we were it was the like the deepest, darkest lockdown, and we had all the time in the world. Like we actually, like 1 week was a lot to write and record and kind of produce a song. I think in normal life you'd have social commitments and I'd like be going out to movies or to the bar or whatever. You'd have other things that would get in the way, but every night was free during that stage of lockdown. So what I would send at the end of the week was a pretty complete demo. Like that's not that different from what ended up on the record. Like I re-recorded everything, like we added live drums and I recorded the guitars properly, and I did, didn't use first take vocals or whatever. But the final demo that I would send around at the end of that week was like pretty complete, and I think everybody else was kind of in the same boat. Like we were able to get a lot done in a week because you're just sitting at home every day.
Right. And because of this, some of the songs are from this, or at least a few,
Yeah, just about all of them.
just about all of them. So did you, so do you find that this record is quite different in compared to your old one, just because it was written in this way? Maybe you, 'cause I think I saw you mention that you were, you didn't like worked on them for years versus,
Yeah, I have a tendency to write songs really slowly. Like it's writing a song a week is a really intense pace for me. I normally I kind of like whittle away for a couple of months on an idea, and I'm usually building things up piece by piece, of a bass and then add a synth and then cut and paste everything together. But this, I was just like, it was kind of like back to basics, just writing on a guitar and singing along to playing a guitar. And so everything was written in that very linear way. And like, I feel like I usually throw obstacles in my own way. I'll write on a synthesizer, even though I don't really play synthesizer that well, or I'll try to write a song on bass. And then like, that's obviously not where songs usually begin. That's usually kind of like something that you'd add later, but I'll like throw these wrenches in my own process. That's like half the fun of writing songs. But with this one, I just like really was it was like it was so much about finding comfort because everything in the world felt so confusing that I just wrote the songs in like the easiest and most straightforward manner, and there's basically no synth at all, and it's yeah, it feels back to basics, but the irony is that like I never actually did it like that before, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Like I did it in the simplest way possible.
Right. Just looking at some, well, one of the songs that I was listening to a record today. It sounded great. It's like super
Thank
catchy
you.
sounds. Yeah. One of the songs that I was, there was kind of interesting, well, a lot of them, but this just one, it's about your neighbor. There was one song that it sounds like Mr. 109. Was that a prompt? Was that a, was there a prompt? Is that a, one of the prompt ones, or is that, the idea is, it's just, I mean, I assume it probably is kind of a true story, or is it
Oh
a
yeah.
half, yeah.
No, so a lot of the song titles got changed. I'm trying to remember what the titles that was given, because the title I ended up with was Mr. 109, because it was the guy who it's about the guy who lived in apartment 109.
Yeah.
Like, I lived in apartment 108, and it was, I always found it weird. I lived in this apartment for like 4 years or something, and I lived next to it, and I'd like, this guy, I would not like we would like nod at each other in the
All the time, yeah.
hall, like every single day.
Yeah.
And like I would hear him, I'd hear him playing video games, and I would like hear him talking to his partner, and I have no idea what his name is. And it's such a weird, my bed is up against the wall that I shared with this guy. Like, I probably like I'm sleeping like 4 feet away from this guy,
Yeah.
and I don't know what
For you.
his name is, and I've never met him. And it's such a weird reality of like city living and
Yeah.
apartment living. And it was just in the pandemic, it was even weirder because like I'm locked in this little box, and this other guy is locked in this box like
Right.
right beside me. And it's like, is it, I mean, I'm about to be a bit melodramatic here, but is it 1984 where they're like in the prison and passing notes like through the walls or something? Oh my God, that's V for Vendetta, isn't it? That's not 1984. That's so embarrassing. But it's just like
Or
you're
dystopian future.
w exactly. It's a dystopian future where you're next door to this
Yeah.
total stranger. He's like 4 feet away from you. So weird. Man, it's so embarrassing that I mixed up V for Vendetta with 1984. But yeah, it's just like this like intense intimacy, but also this complete anonymity.
That's very relatable. I think a lot of people, have that, small town's different, but yeah, in current days, I think a lot, I mean, for my neighbors, I mean, I see them and say hi in the hallway and such. And I think in your song, you kind of mentioned that, you saw them on the streetcar or the bus, and do they actually recognize me out of this context, right?
100%. I don't know if he did. I
Yeah.
still like I saw the guy on the streetcar, and I'm like eyeing him, and he's like, oh, hey, it's that guy. I don't know if he recognized me. Like,
Yeah.
if he's just like,
And I
I'm
feel like
like
that's
you
happened to
just
me too. Yeah. Like where, you
yeah.
see someone and they go, oh yeah, that's my neighbor, but you kind of like, should I really like, or is it just easier just to not, just pretend to not?
Yeah, like when you like see somebody in public, like, ooh, is that guy like? Is he famous? Like, have I seen him on a TV show?
It's,
Oh,
oh no,
wait,
it's
no, I
just
just live next to that
like,
guy. It's just like I know him from somewhere,
Yeah. And oh, another thing. Well, about this album, one thing we should probably talked about is I was hanging out with Chris Riffick yesterday,
Oh, yeah.
and the album art or the photo is a very similar. I don't know if you know this. I assume it's on purpose. I don't know because the pose is the same. It's almost, I mean, your pose is almost identical to Chris's album, Chris Riffick's album, Postseason that came out like 5, 6 years ago. It
Yeah, that's so
is.
funny. I mean, I wouldn't call it a reference, but I was aware of what I was doing. Yeah, no, it's just like I think it's a photographed in your underwear while walking around the
Yeah.
house.
I mean, I guess like that's a common pose when you're walking around, and I mean, yeah, that's the only possible. Yeah, it's sort of it's hard to explain. Well, I mean, it's not hard to explain, but there's certain yeah, the pose is actually very similar. But I guess maybe if you're just in an apartment in your underwear, that's just the general pose that
Yeah, like what else,
you would
like I got no pockets to put
do.
my hands in. I'm just walking around in my underwear. No, I it's funny. I definitely thought about that. Actually, I think I emailed Chris the record, and I should have said like, hey, yeah,
So,
this is kind of similar.
Well, being like honestly, like he knew that you have a record out, but then I go like, what do you think of the album art? And then like yesterday, like yeah, because he went to show and we had pizza afterwards, and he was like, what do you mean? It's like, have you not seen like Alex directs new set? He's like, no. And then I show it to him, and he did laugh. Like he was very amused by it.
That's so funny. No, Postseason by Chris Riffick is an incredible album. I have that on vinyl, and I remember I had to like that record came out at like not too long after I moved to Toronto, and I messaged Chris and I was like, "Hey, can you ship it to Toronto?" And he was like, "No, I'm not gonna ship it." And so I had to send my I think I got my stepmom to go to Audio Pile and pick me up, and then the next time I was in Vancouver, I like collected my record. Wonderful
Dedication.
album.
That's dedicated.
But yeah, no, the photo is just it's just me in my underwear, and like you can tell it's a pandemic because I've got like my hair is in a ponytail because it's so long. Like I didn't, I couldn't get a haircut for 2 years, so I have this like really long hair. And I had to get my friend who's a graphic designer to edit the Toronto Blue Jays logo off of my oversized t-shirt because I'm wearing like pajama t-shirt. That's a Blue Jays shirt, but I had to get him. I didn't want to get sued by the Toronto Blue Jays, so I got the Jays logo edited off my shirt. But yeah, that's a authentic moment of just being vulnerable in my underwear in the morning, and the special cameo from my cat who's on top of the shelf.
Excellent. Excellent. And then this record, I think you're just releasing it digitally and you're not going to do any shows or anything.
No, the working in Toronto, like nothing really changed about making albums. It's just kind of like it's a little bit more solitary, I suppose here, but it's not that different. But the thing is, I don't have a band like I did in Vancouver. I had such a good band in Vancouver. Like Robbie Nall was playing bass. He was a bassist. He was in Apollo Ghosts. I think he's now left the band because he's a dad now.
Yeah, and
But but
he moved on to to the island too.
oh, he moved to the island. I didn't know that. No, Robbie's a great guy. We haven't spoken in a few years since I moved, but he's a great guy and a fantastic bass player. And so he was playing bass, and Spencer, who I mentioned before, who plays drums on this record, he was playing in my live band. And then there was a phase with Rob Onsick, aka Mr. Merlot, doing some backing vocals and synths, and Colin, the same friend from the songwriting club, was also doing synths, and Jay and Jessica of Energy Slime were also had various configurations. Jessica was singing, Jay was playing some guitar, and it was just like such a good live band. And so when I moved to Toronto, it's just like, who was I gonna find that was gonna be that good? Like, my friends and as well as being just such good musicians. And so it's gone back to its like origins. It started as a recording project. It was never really supposed to be a live band. And so we've gone back to that. Just those people were so irreplaceable. Not to say that I never would do it, but it's been 6 years of Toronto and no shows, so that's fine.
Yeah, fair enough. But you're kind of keeping busy with some other music project that's not your own, or you involved
Yeah,
you're involved.
I am. I'm playing bass in a band called Weak Hands. Not weekends. It's hard to say. It's easy to read when it's written, but it's hard to say. Weak Hands. And so yeah, I'm playing bass in that. The singer is named Nat. She writes all the songs. They're not my songs at all, and that's really nice to just be able to like add my own little flair on top of something that's already written. And she's a great songwriter, kind of more of like a pop punk band than my own, which sort of I think partly inspired the direction that Maxed Out went in. Like, I was playing in this like punk band, and so the slightly like punkier garage songs ended up being my own direction as well. And hopefully we can, so we'll record something soon. We've been talking about it for a long time and we've never done it, but we've been slowly getting back to playing shows. We've never, like, since things open back up again, like we've been slow to get going, but we are doing it. And I think we've got a show next month. That's the only live music I'm playing these days.
How's Toronto in terms of the live music and everything? It seems like back to before COVID.
Yeah, COVID's, I mean,
over, but you know,
people are maybe a bit, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, people kind of not really like having the show etiquette down. It's maybe some weird vibes out there, but no, it's been, the summer has been really nice. I feel like I've seen a lot of really good shows and just like a lot of really big shows. Toronto's good for big shows. Like all the big tours come here, and there's a big venue here called Budweiser Stage. It's like, it's basically an arena, but it's outside. It's like 16,000 people. And so summer's been such a good time for that. I saw Boy Genius there. Saw Always there just the other day. I'm seeing Beck in a couple of days. Back in Phoenix. So it's been this like big concerts, like, you know, kind of like arena type shows.
I feel like Toronto's summer. always sort of had that, maybe not at that venue, but it just seems like there's always summertime, like on the island. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I haven't been to any of those, but it seems like Toronto is always these big outdoor things.
Yeah. It's like you can pretty much count on a summer night being like a hot, beautiful time to be outside. So it's a real pleasure. I think music festivals didn't, like, Toronto can't sustain music festivals, just like BC somehow can't sustain big music festivals, you know, like the Squamish festivals and the Pemberton festivals, they all seem to fail in BC, and it's been kind of the same here. But there are like one or two outdoor venues that just, like, it's like summer is such a great time to take advantage of that. And so I've been doing a lot of that, and definitely, like, I'm trying to get out to see smaller bands again, which, you know, I wasn't doing for a while. But there's a band called Castle Frank playing a show soon, and a band called Dorothea Pass, who you might know Dorothea, because I think she's got some friends over in the Vancouver scene. And so, yeah, trying to get out to those smaller shows as well, but definitely soaking in the summer for now.
Yeah, and then it's September already, so getting ready for the Toronto. Fall in Toronto is nice.
It's nice, but it's short. It only gets hard in like March when it's still. When it's still snowing and you just can't believe it's still going on.
And I haven't been following baseball. Are the Blue Jays going to make the playoffs, or is it?
We are currently one or two games back in the wild card. We're not going to win the division. Don't see how that's going to happen. But as of a couple days ago, we were like a game or two behind. I think it was the Rangers for being in the wild card spot. I'm going to go to a game in a week or two, and hopefully we'll still be in at that point. I bought like the most expensive tickets I've ever bought for anything. Like, you know, like no concert or anything have I ever paid more money than I paid to go to the wild card game last year. Yeah, it was last year when they had like a one game playoff against the Mariners for whether they were going to go on to the next round of the playoffs, and I paid so much money for this.
I vaguely
ticket.
Remember that being a big game. Yeah, not even being a baseball fan. Yeah,
it was the most crushing loss that you can imagine. They were up like 8-1, and then they lost like 9-8. It was never pay that much for a ticket because
I mean,
you've got too much riding on it.
in terms of sports fan, it seems very classic Toronto, I guess, because the Maple Leafs is kind of famous for being gets up really high and then loses it to
like snatching defeat from the
from
jaws of
yeah
victory.
victory or something like that. But hopefully this year, this yeah.
And you know what? I have a friend with who just got Raptors season tickets, so I might get out to see the Raptors a little bit this year if he can be convinced to bring me. And maybe my hopes are better
With a different,
invested
yeah.
with the Raptors.
Well, I mean, as a sort of a sports fan for different sports, I mean, it's a tricky thing. Only one team can win it all. It's kind of a losing. It's not a smart. Only yeah, one team out of 30, whatever or something, can truly be happy, and that's only for 1 year. So,
Are you still a Winnipeg Jets diehard?
I'm still a Jets fan, and
Nice.
same thing. I mean, I mean, I think sometimes the difference is like, yeah, maybe not like lose a one game, win it all game, buying up, a certain amount of point. But when you lose, you still lose. Sometimes you get let down easier because you slowly see it falling apart earlier, anyways.
Sure. Yeah, of course. No, I never like I never cared about the Vancouver Canucks at all. But then I moved to Toronto, and suddenly like nobody cares about the Canucks at all. And all of a sudden, like I become like, no, like Canucks rock, dude. I'm all about the Canucks. Who plays for them? I don't know. Pavel Bure.
No, that's fair enough. Sometimes that's what happens when you go to, especially in a city where like you just get constant. I mean, the Maple Leafs is just like everywhere, so yeah. But
Yeah, and yeah, I lived in Vancouver for long enough that whenever you saw like a tall blonde man, you like were like, it was like a Sedin, like
yeah, they
50%
just
of the time it was a Sedin.
I mean, I think that's still happening. I think they're still
So
around.
no,
Yeah.
are they still living in Vancouver?
I assume they would be. I think so. Yeah, I feel like they did. I mean, I think I've seen them since they retire, but I don't know. I haven't seen them. I don't think I've only one time I've yeah, one time I seen them in Kitsilano, like in front of like literally like on West 4th with like a baby or something, but that's the only time.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
One of them used to live, maybe I shouldn't dox him, but he used to live in Vancouver's equestrian neighborhood. And I would see him
All the time.
kind
Often.
of all
Yeah.
the
But I mean, do you know which one though?
I'm going to be honest, I don't,
But because most
but
people, I mean, they're twins, so they look pretty similar, but yeah.
I think it was Henrik because it took me a minute to remember the other one's name. It's Mats, right?
Daniel, this Daniel and Henrik.
Okay, the other one's Daniel. See, I thought it was Matt.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure it was Henrik because I actually know his name.
Right. No, fair enough. That no. I mean, a lot of people talk. Now, maybe yeah. Thanks so much for talking. We'll get off the sport like very briefly. So the record is you can like go to bandcamp.com and get a
Yep.
digital copy. Reccenter.bandcamp.com. That
Yep.
came out well officially this week, but we're recording this on a weekend, so if you're listening to this, it's a Thursday. But anyways, it's out. It's all out.
It's out as of this record. It is not on Apple Music for reasons that I
Oh.
have not yet determined. I am dealing with customer support, but
Okay.
it's on YouTube, it's on
Spotify.
Spotify, it's on Bandcamp.
That's all
And
you need. Yeah.
if I would love for people to check it out if they feel like it.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, thanks so much for talking to me. And I'm gonna play a few songs. I guess we'll start with Mr. 109 because that's the one we talked about. And
Hell yeah.
after that, we'll just play another one. Maybe I'll play it. I Only Think of You. So thanks again. Good luck to the Blue Jays and the Raptors and not the Maple Leafs.
Go sports.
Yeah. Go, Mr. 109.
I have never met my neighbor. I just see him in the hall.
is Rec Center with a track called I Only Think of You. And before that, I played another song from the brand new record from Rec Center called Maxed Out, called Mr. 109. It's the name of the song. Thanks to Alex Hudson for joining me this weekend to talk about the album and some sports and the Sedins. Yes, you can get the record by going to all your streaming services except Apple Music and also Bandcamp. And just do search for Rec Center. And the center is spelled the Canadian way with the E at the end and R before it. You know how that goes. You're listening to CRTR Radio 101.9 FM. I'm going to continue on with playing more music. There is a whole bunch of records that came out recently, last week. There were like three record release shows, except one of them got canceled because power, I forgot what happened, something like a forklift hit some power line or something. But anyway, I'm just going to play those records for you because we have bands for the last 3 weeks and haven't really played a lot of music's here. And then I'm going to start off with the new one from the band Be Afraid. They have a new record that came out on the weekend, last weekend, called The End Looks Like Prosperity. This is a song from them called Nothing Like Romance. I'm going to play that. That's track number one of the late tracks. Yeah, I did go to the show at the Red Gate. It was a very fun show. Good times had by all last Friday. Yes. Be Afraid, CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. fusion of desert blues, melodic psych rock, and morphed reggae, Tutard offers audiences popping percussion and silky synthesizers in an amalgam of electronic ecstasy. Tutard brings their pop hooks and quarter-tone melodic lines to the West Coast. Tutard's first leg of the North American tour debuts in Vancouver on September 7th at Fortune Sound Club. Coming on the heels of their acclaimed tour through Turkey, Japan, and South Korea, Tutard brings their funky retro quarter-tone pop from the majestic mountains of Syria's Golan Heights to the Pacific Northwest. For tickets, you can go to ticketweb.ca.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
It's the end of the road. It's the rest of a stump. It's a little alone. It's a sliver of glass. It is life. It's the sun. It is night. It is death. It's a trap. It's a gun. The oak when it blooms. The fox and the brush. The knot of the wood. The song of a thrush. The wood of the wind. A cliff of fall. A scratch. A lump. It is nothing at all. It's the wind blowing free. It's a bean, it's a void, it's a hunch, it's a hope. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the end of the strain, it's the joy in your heart. The foot, the ground, the flesh and the bone. The beat of the road, a slingshot stone. A truckload of bricks. Soft morning light, the shot of a gun in the dead of the night. A mile, a must, a thrust, a bump. It's a girl, it's a rhyme, it's a cold, it's the mumps. The plan of the house, the body in bed, and the car that got stuck. It's the mind, it's the mind. A float, a drift, a flight, a wing. A cock, a quail, the promise of spring. Of the waters.
Yep, you guessed it. That's a new one from the band. Yep. It's called Waters of March, off a new EP, I guess. Three-song thing they put out, although one of the songs pretty long. Reprimand is the name of the cassette that they put out. They were supposed to have a cassette release party last weekend, and I think that didn't happen due to unbuilding difficulties, technical difficulties not caused by them. Yes, the song I played was called Waters of March, just came out this past week. Very nice song. I enjoyed it very much. What else did I play? I played some Ace Martin, also a great record. That one came out 2 weeks ago. It's called Boss. Having a Bad Time is the song I played. Ace Martin's will be playing on this program live in a few weeks, which is, well, maybe not a few weeks, 3 weeks, 3 weeks, September 28th, which is a Thursday. The show is always on a Thursday. We won't have, well, we'll see. We probably won't have live bands for the next couple of weeks, just first week of classes, and I'm sort of away next week, but I'll be back in time just for the show, but probably won't have time to get ready to have a band. In any case, Ace Martin's, September 28th. What else did I play in that set? Oh, another band that will be playing on the show in the future, Great School. They also had a new record that came out. They had a album release party at the Green Auto last weekend. To Friday, anyways. Been Too Long is the name of the song. The record is How to Make a Wooden Airplane, or How to Make Wooden Planes. I'm sorry, I just butchered the title. How to Make Wooden Planes is the actual title. Great School. They will be on this program playing live in October, October the 12th. That just got confirmed today. Be Afraid started off the set. Nothing Like Romance is the song. And the N looks like Prosperity is the name of the song. Be Afraid had played on this show before, 5 years ago, but the lineup was a bit different then. Sounds a little bit different. Maybe we'll get them on the show to perform for you. We'll see. Stay tuned. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in. Continuing on with some music. This is a pretty new one from a band that has played on the show also back 4 years ago, 5 years ago. They're called Blue Jay. They have a new record that came out a few weeks ago, August the 25th. The record is called Deep in the Fade. And this is a song off this brand new record. 40th Floor is the name of the song. Again, the band is called Blue Jay. Just the one J. Nothing to do with the Toronto Blue Jays, in case Alex Hudson is listening. Well, maybe it had something to do with the Toronto Blue Jays. Who knows? I think I asked him that question, and maybe it did.
Just ask, can we get on a call? side glance. Walk past the cafes with my backpack. Drive away in a car I have to give back. I've never been known for my seeing stealing. Girl from the North Country freewheeling. I've never left such a beautiful view.
your head is a house that you live in your whole life. There are some things you cannot forget. They stay stuck like a knife.
Is back for its 21st year, and the theme is Water's Wisdom. Come to the Renfrew Collingwood neighborhood this September to celebrate one of Vancouver's most beloved creeks, the autumn equinox, and the traditions of the harvest moon. Join Still Moon Art Society from September 9th to 29th to experience live music, theatrical performances, food, eco-arts workshops, and hundreds of majestic lanterns made by local artists. Entry is free and open to all ages. Visit stillmoonarts.ca to learn more.
Harmonic hooligans, we're gonna be your three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m., we're here for Music Time, CITR 101.9.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
We'll be right back.
That is Body Breaks with a song called Make Believe off a compilation mixtape called We Are Time Mixtape Volume 1 that just came out a few weeks ago. We Are Time is an artist-focused initiative founded by Jesse Locke and Chandra Oppenheim, documenting contemporary music with an emphasis on intergenerational collaboration. So this bunch of recordings, bands contribute to this record is Chavin Gillen, Tough Age is on this, Motorist, Bile Sister, Ampanita, Illegales, Bodega, New Chance, and Idol Ray. Yeah, tons. There's like 12 songs on this. The one I play was Body Breaks, which is the project of Julie Reich and the guitar bass recorded by Matt LaGrue at the apartment. So that is a new one from We Are Time, Volume 1. So assuming there will be Volume 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 coming on very shortly. I played some Mulch, I think that's how you say it. Before that, Swallow Your Tongue is the name of the song off a pretty new record recording from the band. They are a three-piece out of Vancouver. The record is called Still Sweatin'. That came out end of July. I played some Grim before that, with a song called Your Head is a House That You Live In Your Whole Life. I think that's the title track from the album because the album is called Your Head is House. So just like part of the name of the song. That one is pretty new as well. That came out middle of August. Grim, a Vancouver project artist. Buddy, before that, We Will Never, Will Never Break is the name of the song. The album is called Agitator, and the band Buddy played on this program a little bit back, early summer, I believe. They are from Vancouver. Some Blue Jays started off the set with a song called 40th Floor, a new one from them. The record is called Deep in the Fade, Blue Jay from Vancouver as well. So yeah, it's all local set today, except for Rec Center, which we started off the show with. But Alex Hudson used to be from here, and the band started in Vancouver. If you're just joining this program, you've been listening to CRTR Radio 101.9 FM, Life in Thunderbird, Radio Hell. About an hour and 15 minutes ago, there was an interview I did with Rec Center on the weekend, talking about the new record Maxed Out. You can listen to this episode and all previous, well, not all previous episodes, but episodes going back to 10, 15 years ago on CITR's website. The show, Life on Thunderbird Radio, started in 1987. So yeah, we don't have all the recordings from before my times. Back then, you can't record to, things were recorded to like a tape, a reel-to-reel tape, and those are expensive. You know how, well, you probably don't know how, but none of these references make sense. Like, you can, you know, even when you record a CDRs, it costs money, and tape, you own so many tapes when you have a huge amount of shows. You just tape over stuff over again. So I think that's what we did. Some shows were kept, but over time, we just taped over, or some shows were just never recorded back in the day. But now, just record stuff to the hard drive. Oh, okay. Continuing on with some music instead of me rambling. This is another one of those bands that is used to be, at one point, lived or started or lived, happened in Vancouver and no longer moved to a different place. A lot of people move to different places. That's life. Monsoon Moon. This is the latest from them that came out, what is it, like in the just before summer this year. This is called Only One, Monsoon Moon, two-piece, now in Montreal, originally from Vancouver. Circulating is the name of this record. 101.9 CITR. We'll be right back.
A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too.
I don't have any friends, and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Thank you. typical on and on. No more rivers, no more lakes, no more self-control. Can't distinguish my own thoughts from the girls I know.
Aging Mr. Riley laying on a sofa bed, nursing a headache, wishing that he were dead. Or better yet, sitting in the stands, watching all the horses race, grand in his hand, a million more in the bank, ordering a drink. Yeah, he watches the race with a smile on his face. He knows what's going down on the ground. Well, a win is a win, even if it's a sin. He takes his winnings down the underground. Pushing 60, always pushing me around. We're fixing races within 100 miles of town. We're winning, but he's putting me down. So I hatched myself a plan to steal all Riley's money, leave him in a ditch, fly off somewhere sunny and warm. Man, I wish I were warm. 'Cause I shot for the heart, but I hit him in the shoulder. He shot back and he shot a little closer. Oh yeah, he hit the mark. Well, he left me to die and he moved to Shanghai. Took my winnings down the underground. They took my winnings down the underground. The underground.
That is the number one record on Canadian college radio this past week. Boy Golden from Winnipeg, Manitoba. A take on the Golden Boy, which is a famous thing on top of the Manitoba legislature building thing, statue thing. The song I played was called Aging Mr. Riley. For Jimmy is the name of the record. That's a new one, as expected. Well, July, it's newish, number one on the charts. The website for BoardGolden.ca is interesting. It's sort of a take on, looks like MySpace, but not exactly. The layout is like MySpace, but the color space is different. BoardGolden.ca looks, there's a picture of Tom from MySpace on there. Yeah, good times. Before that, I played some October Man, brand new one from October Man. There You Were is the record. Song's called Typical, On and On, new, like from the summer. October Man from, currently based out of Ottawa, used to be from Vancouver. I played some A La Mode from Winnipeg, Manitoba. The song's called Apples. The album is called Diversions. I don't know if that's officially out yet. I think that's coming out. Yeah, that record is coming out in October, so in a month's time, A La Mode from Winnipeg. Two-piece, more or less. There's people who played in it, but I think the core is two people. Crosswire from Halifax, Nova Scotia. Before that, new one from them called Smile. The record is called Ellipsis. Started off the set with Monsoon Moon, only one two-piece out of Montreal, originally from, or at one point, from Vancouver. Circulating is the name of the record. Going to play a few more songs, and then we'll see how it goes. This is someone I can't pronounce from Sackville, Kalaka Wineworm. This is a song called 10 Years from the record Easy Days.
Never should have cut my hair. Looks real weird in the mirror. But I was stoned and stupid, crippled in judgment.
My heart, beneath my
Richard Laviolette from Guelph, Ontario. The song's called Your Many Different Forms, off the record Over the Roar of the Engine on Monday, September, is it Monday or Tuesday? Two days ago, it was announced that Richard passed away. And he has been dealing with Huntington's disease symptoms for the past fall, and the diagnosis got worsened, and Richard chose to receive medical assisted in dying, and he died peacefully on September the 5th, 2023. I don't know Richard, but a lot of people that has played on the show, friends with Richard, sounds like a great individual. It's really sad that that happened. And yes, I just played a song from Richard Laviolette called Your Many Different Forms. Before that, I played some Kalarka Wenrum with a song called 10 Years off the album Easy Days. And Kalarka is also, yeah, if I'm saying the name correctly, is also a frequent collaborator with, or at one point, or at some point, collaborated with Richard Laviolette. And I think a lot of friends of the show who chatted with me in the past has know Richard, including, you know, Sia McLaughlin and Julie Doron and all that stuff. All right, this is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thank you so much for tuning in. That is it for me tonight. Don't know what's happening next week, but coming up we have live performances from Ace Martin and also Great School in the upcoming weeks, and we're still working on fitting in more here and there. Coming up next in very short 15 minutes time is Copy and Paste. Stay tuned for that fantastic program with DJ Autonomy.